But right now, the show does continue, and here are your first three stories for the No Sweat News. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it.
Don't forget, we have that quiz coming up on Friday. One of these stories could pop up, and it could possibly be grabbing you some Aussie tickets. That's what we're leaning towards right now, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
If you miss any of the stories, don't sweat it. Get over to WRET.com. You can just click on the podcast section. We'll have them up, posted up there right after the show, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Dateline China for story number one. The man's name is Tang. Well, he's been drinking with some friends at a local hotel's cafe last weekend. Mm. And at one point, you know, when you booze, you got to use the bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he decided that checking his phone while relieving himself was a good idea in the toilet. Well, Tang fumbled and dropped his new iPhone 8 in the toilet.
Man, I've done that twice, but with my flip phones back in the day.
Yeah.
And it went right. I dropped it when I had flushed, and then it got flushed right down the toilet.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let that stuff go.
Yeah, but those big new iPhones, that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, it is a problem for Tang.
Huh.
He paid around $1,300 for that fancy handheld.
Okay.
And he wasn't going to let it all go down the drain, literally.
Yeah.
So as soon as the iPhone went into the toilet hole, he got down on all fours, stuck his arm in. After it, he couldn't reach it, so he kept pushing his arm further in. He got all the way up to his shoulder.
Yeah.
At that point, Tang realized two things. He wasn't going to reach his phone, and his arm had become stuck in the toilet.
Oh, jeez. He's got toilet arm.
Crikey. Too embarrassed to call for help, Tang spent a good 20 minutes trying to free himself, but his arm had swollen due to the pressure.
This all of a sudden sounds horrifying.
As soon as he realized he wasn't getting out of there without assistance, he had to put his pride to the side and call for help. The janitor found him on the toilet floor and immediately called local firefighters where they had to dismantle the toilet in order to free Tang.
Give that janitor a raise, by the way.
Telling you. He did suffer some swelling in his right arm and some scratches, but he got his arm back. But unfortunately, we cannot say the same about the iPhone 8.
Just let it go.
Sometimes you just can't.
Yeah, you just have, you have the insurance, don't you?
I guess Tang didn't,
Oh, Tang.
Rot bro.
That's so bad. Tank's full of crap.
Crappy phone. All right, story number two. We take things to Dateline, North Carolina, where a 33-year-old Winston-Salem man faces charges after officials say he threw a bag containing some drugs and some cell phones and other stuff over a fence at a prison in Halifax County.
Mm-mm.
Just around 8 a.m. Wednesday, someone alerted Harnett County authorities to someone throwing an object over the fence into a prison yard at a correctional institute, where two corrections officers were able to provide a description of the suspect's vehicle. The suspect's vehicle was spotted and pulled over on a nearby highway, where Abel Zeratyson was identified as the driver of the vehicle.
Oh.
Well, Abel was then transported back to the local county sheriff's office, where he was processed and charged while driving without a license, possession of a controlled substance at prisons and jail premises, attempting to furnish tobacco products and mobile phones to an inmate, and two counts of possession to intent to sell and deliver controlled substances.
Boy, oh boy, Abel.
Yep, he threw a pound of smoking tobacco. He also threw 10 cell phones with chargers, 7 packages of synthetic marijuana, 22 codeine pills, and lastly here, this one's got me scratching my head. Ready?
Yeah.
13 units for sexual dysfunction pills.
Oh, some Viagra?
Viagra, that's what I'm seeing.
He threw some Viagra over there.
Just to help the boys out, huh?
I don't think that's necessary.
My man, Abel, he's going to be in court on February 21st.
And he belongs there.
Oh, my God.
Holy mackerel.
Guy's like Bad Santa. Literally Bad Santa.
Keep the Viagra out of jail. There are no winners in that scenario.
And lastly, story number three, Dateline San Diego. I guess this guy didn't think there was enough time to call AAA on this one. A guy busted into a 7-Eleven in San Diego just around 4:30 in the morning on Friday with a shotgun and demanded the cash in the register. The clerk gave it to him and the guy left. But when this guy got back into the parking lot, he realized he locked his keys in his car. What did my man have to do? He had to break into his own car to escape. And the way he did it, by smashing through his own window, then he drove off. The cops now are still trying to track down this gentleman.
Really?
Yeah, they say they're looking for a gray four-door car with the driver's window broken.
Yeah, the window's broke. That's pretty easy to find.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty sure he robbed an adult store the other day before he stole a bunch of porno magazines as well.
He robbed an adult boutique?
They're pretty sure it's the same guy.
Oh, my God.
This guy sounds like he's got his life together, huh? So if you see any, if you're anywhere about the San Diego area, you see a four-door gray sedan.
With a broken window and plenty of love toys in the back seat.
Yeah, let the cops know, right?
Yeah, should be pretty easy to spot that dude.
Unbelievable. There you go with your three stories as far as Monday is concerned. And like I said, if you miss any of the stories this week, get over to WRT.com and we'll get you geared up for that Friday quiz. And hopefully we'll get you some Aussie tickets. I hope that's the prize.
I love it.
We'll clarify that soon enough.